All right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Welcome to another edition of the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program.
Here live coming to you every Tuesday evening from the WFMU studios.
I am Phonograph DJ Mac.
And I'm Mike the Barber.
And we're here to play you an hour's worth of some old songs.
Old songs, plenty of them.
And instrumentals.
Yeah.
Because for it to be a song, it's got to be sung.
It's got to be sung. So we got instrumentals, both up-tempo, slow tempo, no tempo. We started off with What Has Become of Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous.
And that was by Nathan Glantz and his orchestra. A perfect record. We didn't get the date on this one yet, but it's about 1924, I think.
I'd say so.
Yeah. So, I'm going to do a first set of some records here, Mike, and happened to be a good xylophone solo in that song. And William Wright was a very prolific and popular xylophone soloist of the aughts into the teens. And he was really a wonderful player, but also the xylophone recorded so well.
Right.
That it really bit through, and it was a really perfectly suited instrument for the acoustic process.
Like banjos.
Right. We're going to hear that also.
Fantastic.
So we're going to hear now a wonderful little upbeat tune called Hoopy Cack. I love that name.
It's a two-step novelty.
Right, a lively little number there. I love his playing.
It flew by.
Also, his recordings sound great on cylinder, too. Just that xylophone recorded so well.
Right. It just had that, I've mentioned it before, it had that ping. They called that ping quality like Murray had in his vocals.
Right.
Yeah.
Bite.
That was William H. Reitz with Hoopy Cack, a two-step novelty. Max changing up the needles right now. What do we got next? Is this the flip side?
This is the flip side of the first record we heard.
Of the perfect. So this one's from 1924, Van Epps Trio.
And this is the Van Epps Trio among the great banjo players of the acoustic era. And Van Epps did a lot of solo work, all sorts of different recordings with orchestras. And here he is with his Van Epps Trio, which is a tune called Aragonese and Simple Confession. I was looking at what Aragonese was. It's a region of Spain, so it refers to a musical style specific to a certain area of Spain.
Oof, could have been so, called Simple Confusion.
Maybe. That's how I feel.
That was the Van Epps Trio in 1924.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was super clean. Super clean recording.
So that was piano, saxophone, and
banjo.
Banjo.
Yeah.
That was that trio.
Yeah, Van Epps was kind of... He was after Wessel Ossmann. Wessel Ossmann was the earlier banjo king.
Wessel Ossmann was first, but right. They definitely had simultaneous recordings.
Right.
But Van Epps went on a little longer, and his son became a famous banjo player and guitar player too, I believe.
Really?
Into the big band era.
Ah, okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Right now, our next record we're going to hear is going to be a España Rhapsody, and it's a transcription from two pianos, and it's by a piano duet by Guy Mayer and Lee Pattison. They were a very popular piano-playing duet in the 20s, sometimes known as the Piano Twins. Had a long and successful career doing classical things and their spin on popular tunes until they split amicably in about 1931. But it's a great legacy of recordings, so let's hear them. Thank you. All right. Very nice.
That was lovely.
Very nice classically oriented stuff from them.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on, Mike.
Moving right along here. If you're just joining us, this is the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program with DJ Mac and Mike the Barber here on WFMU. Let's go to someone that I wrote about on our blog today. Tell them about the Phono Dudes.
Oh, yeah. We have a blog that we're doing that relates to material we're playing on the show and our pursuit of old music and other escapades in the world of vintage ephemera.
Yeah.
So we are Tumblr Phono Dudes at Tumblr or Tumblr Phono Dudes.
Just Google it. Everything's Googleable now. Yeah. But anyway, I wrote a little about this guy, Nat M. Wills, famous tramp comedian who was really the first to have success with doing parodies of songs. And here's one that he did called There Never Was a Girl Like You. Are you familiar with the original by any chance?
Is that the name of the song?
Well,
There Was a Girl By You Like You. No,
yeah.
I think I know this one.
It was originally sung by Manuel Romaine, who was, of course, a beautiful balladeer. Mm. And but Wills takes this, and this is almost the earliest form of what we'd call black comedy. And he, instead of a song about lovers, you're going to hear him coming over to the country by ship, and he's weeping over this coffin, which contains his beloved, who just passed. But it's not his beloved after all. It's actually a coffin full of illegal Limburger cheese.
Nice.
Ein ich mit you think. Leaving Germany, filled a coffin with Limburger cheese. Said his wife just died, said she was inside. He was smuggling cheese across the seas. Fishes in the bay swam the other way. The crew all said she's dead, you bet your life. Tiny turned so red when the captain said, boy, you sure have got a sweet young wife. Board of Health is calling. Get her off, or I will lose my crew. You a hiney, blue peel. How my tears are falling for the never was. A girl like you.
RRID, sung by Ada Jones and Billy Murray, Edison Records.
What would you say if I asked you to wait another year?
Oh, don't, dear.
No, I won't, dear.
My heart jumping up and down.
Oh, you silly little clown.
What would you say if I should run away from you?
Oh, don't, dear.
No, I won't, dear.
Love's but a spell, so poets tell.
Spell a little love for me.
When we are MARRIED, HAPPY, we'll be.
I'm going to be UY, you'll see, a nice little HOUSE.
We'll have a BABY, boy,
and a GIRL, too.
When I'm MARRIED, YOU.
Ah, but listen. What if I were one of those husbands who get up cross in the morning and bang things about because the coffee is cold?
I would make it hot for you. Oh, dear.
That's me.
When we are MARRIED, HAPPY, we'll be. I'm going to be you.
I think I remember singing that in spelling class.
Oh, really?
No.
A lot of those spelling songs.
I love those. I think Cohen had a few of those. Maybe the ABCs of the USA, if that was Cohen, if my memory serves correct. If it doesn't, I'm sure I'll hear about it through email.
Did you ever hear the MISSISSIPPI song?
No.
I'll have to bring that in sometime.
Please.
Right.
That was George M. Cohan's music and lyrics when we are MARRIED from 1908, a Murray and Jones selection. We heard the U.S. Marine Band sound a little slow, actually, with that Maple Leaf rag on that Victor recording.
Slower than we're used to.
Yeah. But. But I guess Joplin, I mean, he wanted it to be slow. He originally had it stated on sheet music,
right,
actually, to play it slow. And then we had Wills doing a parody on There Never Was a Girl Like You.
George M. Cohen only made about, what, two or three records?
Oh, of him and singing himself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I have
I'm a Yankee.
Life's a Funny Proposition After All.
Yeah, and I Want to Hear a Yankee Doodle Tune.
Might be the only two that he did.
Really? And that's a great one.
He decided he didn't want to do anymore for whatever reason. Obviously, he wrote a lot. But I was in Providence several weeks ago, and there was I was walking down the street. Suddenly, there's George M. Cohen with his hand outstretched.
Really?
On a statue.
Nice.
A bust of him with a big flower and his hat on, sort of reaching out his hand and smiling and shake my hand. And obviously, he was born there.
Right, right. So. That sounds – I wonder if it was the same artist that did the sculpture that we have in Times Square.
I wonder.
Yeah, I like that when he's holding his hat in his hand.
Right, right.
Standing up.
Yeah. He's got his hat on in this one.
Yeah, always with his hat. It got cold.
Speaking of old artists, not artists that are old. Well, I guess artists that are dead, really.
Yeah, they're all dead.
I played a Dolly Connolly song a few weeks ago, and you said you liked it so much, Mike, that I thought I'd bring another one.
I'm excited. I'm ready for this next one.
Yeah, this is her big one. And scant information's available about Dolly Connolly. One of those artists. I have to go to the catalogs and see what I can dig up in there.
Yeah, go back to the bulletin board.
Yeah. So here's her big song called Red Rose Rag.
Thank you. the stone floor. Oh, my, I want to go. Drop me like a flower, cuddle me an hour. For loneliness we learn as a red gold rag. For red sweets are falling in the gold beetle man. He's a hong, hong, down to ten. Don't go hot and hot, oh, mingle with the blossoms in the flowery, flowery dance. Oh, a honeymoon to shine up in view. And they hear me croon of it's a loving tune. Trees and breezes sighing and crying. It's a lonely and we learn that the red gold rag. Sweet a honeybee speaks to me. Oh, my heart is free, a blessing is the key. Pull up the garden gate, the lovely you know. I'll wait under the rambler on tree. Seek a pinky pencil for your purple bride. There's a burning button for your budding bride. Who will me will that wonderful a week old wag. If the purple sees me and to pick all two. Feel the dainty dance like dandy to do. Hurry your rosy around your leg, it goes away. Pick a pinky pencil for your purple bride. Take a burning blossom for your budding bride. Who me a will that wonderful a week old away. Feel the cold to tease me and to pick all you. Feel the dainty dance like dandy to do. Hurry your rosy around your leg, it goes away.
It's funny, on that final lyric, I could kind of picture her with arms outstretched like Jolson holding mm-hmm. that note.
She was a big vaudeville performer, and her husband was also involved in vaudeville.
Is he a producer, or was he a performer?
A performer, also a writer. He wrote that song with her, and I think he also was one of the people who wrote Moonlight Bay.
Ah, okay.
With his partner.
The harmony number that just won't die.
Yeah.
It's actually 103 years old. 103 years old.
Right.
Moonlight Bay. Dolly Connolly on the Rag and Antique Phonograph Program here on WFMU. Red Rose Rag.
And now another wonderful lady singer, Miss Margaret Young,
yeah.
who made a handful of recordings on the Brunswick and Victor label starting around 1920 and kept on recording up until the 40s. And, yeah, great... great jazzy, Red Hot Mama type of songs she does. She's among the Red Hot Mamas. She's
all
not
right.
the last of them.
Right.
Because no one else could be that except Sophie Tucker.
Right, Sonia Kalish.
She's one of the Red Hot Mamas.
All right, let's hear it. This original Brunswick 78, The Grass Is Always Greener.
Of rye at home. he's always praising some girl who married someone else. Surely a lot of trouble started with their wedding bells. But there's one comeback that he loves to spring. And he gets up each time he starts to sing. Sure, the grass is always greener in the other fellow's yard. And the little row you have to hoe seems mighty hard. You criticize my dress, but I paid it what I've worn. If I wore what you bought me, I could shock September morn. Why, you love to knock my cooking and to praise each girl you see. Does it dawn on you there's husbands who rave over me? If you'd only wear green glasses, then it wouldn't be so hard just to see how green the grass is in our own backyard.
All right. She's more of like the Red Hot Flapper.
But she's got some great grit in her voice. You know, when she belts it out, you could hear a little grit in there, you know?
It's from
Sandy.
She recently took up smoking cigarettes.
Oh, well, you know, at the time, they didn't know.
Those girls can do that.
Yeah. Then. Now they can roll down their stockings. They're smoking cigarettes. They're bobbing the hair.
Right. Now, you know, smoking is bad.
Yes.
So
Skull and Crossbones bad. Yeah. Margaret Young, the grass is always greener on that Brunswick label. Next up, we got the Peerless Quartet, right?
Yes, featuring Harry C. Brown. A good upbeat, boppy number. Jazzy.
Yeah.
Little Liza Jane, I first heard by Earl, not by Earl Fuller, it is Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra.
Mm.
Yes. Really good record. And this is a vocal version of the song, Little Liza Jane.
Yeah, and Creamer and Layton, I believe, were the writers behind that who did After You've Gone.
All right.
Let's do it from 1918.
Oh, Eliza, Eliza Jane. I can solely lie the day. Wonder why I love her solely lie the day. I can't tell the reason why lie the day. I will love her till I die lie the day. Oh, it lies a little lie the day. Oh, it's a little lie the day.
Wow, you know, that was a really jazzy number, and it was done by Earl Fuller's group.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
they dialed it back on this one.
They did. Well, it was I guess it was probably the same year, 1918.
Yeah, right around that. They're like, no, that one was too hot. Let's make the farmer's version.
Yeah, that was totally the farmer's. Well, you know, we're bringing back what we started with some banjo from tonight's show.
Right.
Harry C. Brown and the Peerless. That was the Peerless Quartet in a totally different light than I'm used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if there was any light on it.
They're just trying to do something else.
Right. Right. Whatever that was. You got to try. Let's jump ahead just 5 years to the 1923. I want to do a Ted Weems and his orchestra.
Must be an early one from him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. First year of recording. And he did this for the Victor label. And I think the title, which is Covered Wagon Days, there's something about it, and I could actually picture Oregon Trail, like the computer game. Do you know the computer game Oregon Trail?
No.
That was my generation of computer games.
Like an arcade game?
It was in school. They made you play this in computer lab.
Really?
Yeah, and it was. I mean,
did you have to survive on the trail.
Exactly. You had to survive. You had to shoot buffalo. You know, your daughters are going to get sick and die along the way.
Wow, were there Indians?
There were Indians. It was a whole thing.
Dysentery.
Probably dysentery, yeah. In different versions, depends what school.
Cannibalism,
maybe in the metropolitan areas of this game being played in schools. But okay. I totally remember this. Whatever the sixth grade for me would have been, or fifth grade. But yeah, share your thoughts on that Oregon Trail on our comment board, which is live now. It's up and running.
Right. As we are doing our show, we're putting in the song titles, so you're welcome to chime in with some comments. What are people saying anyway, Mike, on the comments board?
They're enjoying the show. We haven't gotten yelled at. Mark's saying, without a doubt, one of the weirdest and therefore greatest shows on FMU week in and week out. And got some other good commenters.
We like hearing comments from people. We also like getting emails.
Right.
My email is mac@wfmu.org.
And you could go for me, mike@mikewillcutyou.com.
All right.
All right, let's hear Ted Weems and his orchestra doing Covered Wagon Days. Thank you.
father, her mother, a sister and a brother. Oh, I never see Maggie alone. She brings her uncles and cousins, she's got them by the dozens. I never see Maggie alone. And if I phone her, say to her sweet, where shall we meet? Supposing that we eat, she brings her father, her mother, her sister and her brother. Oh, I never see Maggie alone.
That was the Dandridge Sisters in 1939 with Undecided. How about them? That's fantastic. Yes, I love.
I don't know them, Mike.
Yeah, they're you know, lesser known than the Andrews Sisters. Have a same girl harmony group sound, but it was an all black trio featuring sisters Vivian and Dorothy, along with their friend Etta Jones, and they're basically active from about 1934 until 1940, and. Yeah, that was a song that was written by Shavers and Robin. It was recorded July of that year. Undecided. Great harmony group. We heard Irving Arrington and his Commanders with I Never See Maggie Alone. Actually, that was Phil Sachs on vocals, but it sounds a lot like Ed Wynn.
Really?
Yeah, you could just, like, picture him with his tongue out of his mouth and just wild hair waving and I Never See Maggie Alone. And then we had an instrumental by Ted Weems and his orchestra in 23 with Covered Wagon Days.
All right. Well, I've got one more record I'm going to play tonight.
Cool.
And, you know, I'm always interested in the effect of pop music on history and the effect of history on pop music.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
In the case of Charles Lindbergh, we can't underestimate the impact his transatlantic flight caused in 1927. People were crazy over the boy.
Yeah.
And, of course, commemorating him with all sorts of tchotchkes. There were tons of Lindbergh tchotchkes that people could get. And what's a historic event without a record?
Yeah.
So this one was recorded by a few different people, but we're going to hear Jack Coffin's version of Lindbergh, the Eagle of the USA.
Was that on the flip side of Lucky Lindy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that this record was recorded both sides by a lot of different labels, but they always seem to be together.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And one of the first popular field recordings done and released was one of Lindbergh and his speech when he arrived in Paris. There was a Victor record that came out. And so one of the first records that was available of you know, historic event.
Sure, as sure, it happened. Sure. And they waxed it and preserved it.
Right.
But neither one of us have that in our catalog. Jack Kaufman, Lindbergh, the Eagle of the USA. So I think we got time for one more song and then our outro. So let's go to 1908. I haven't played this guy in a while. Eddie Morton.
Oh, yeah, I was going to bring an Eddie Morton record tonight.
That's funny. I read your mind. Either that or I read the Tumblr. No, Eddie Morton was a Philadelphian cop turned vaudevillian, and here he is in 08 with a song called Don't Take Me Home.
Augustus J. McCann was a henpecked married man. He'd been fighting with his wife since his married life began. One night about 3:30, while out upon a spree, a motor knocked him down and out and nearly broke his knee. The chauffeur raised Mac's head. Why, said, this man is dead. But when he said we'll take him home, McCann jumped up and said, don't take me home, please don't take me home. Tell me, what did I do to you? Oh, have a little pity, I'm a poor married man. In search of peace I roam. I'm with you in anything you do, but don't take me home. McCann became so sore that he ran off to the war. That war was like vacation time after all he'd fought before. He always led the fray, but he was shot one day. His comrades saw he couldn't walk, so they carried him away. Upon his cot he fell. The doctor said, well, well, we'll send this man home to his wife. Then Mac began to yell, please don't take me home. Don't take me home. Tell me, what did I do to you? Oh, have a little pity, I'm a poor married man. In search of peace I roam. I'm with you in anything you do, but don't take me home.
Being with you, then I could say what I'm feeling and concealing in my heart. Tonight, when all our dancing is through and moonbeams fall on roses and you, perhaps you may even say that you love me too, and let me stay 1 hour with you.
And that will do it for another edition of the Ragged Antique Phonograph program here on WFMU.
Yeah, an hour goes quick here.
It does. It flies by. That last one, Eddie Morton, Don't Take Me Home. Well, that's where I'm going.
Yeah. And should let everyone know that, Mike, you're going to be here on your own next week.
Right.
I'm going to be among the palms of Florida.
Yeah, and the warm, sunny weather that I'm jealous of.
Yeah, I'll be wearing my shorts. Well, and you're all freezing up here.
Yeah, it'll be Mike the Barber a la carte.
Yes. So Mike will leave it in his well-equipped hands to take care of you.
Yeah,
so I'll
see you
then. I always enjoy bringing the show to everybody and really have a good time doing it and really happy that people are digging it.
I don't doubt it. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
All right, are we off?
Yeah.
Good, that ought to hold up, bastards.